Scarborough to Trump, there is no executive privilege for treason. By Trent Baker on September 24, 2021. MSNBC Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough on Friday sounded off on four aides for former President Donald Trump being subpoenaed by the select committee in charge of investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. Trump has said he would invoke executive privilege if he were subpoenaed in the investigation. Scarborough warned Trump that there is no executive privilege for treason nor sedition. There are a lot of people who want to know who among the president's men and or women were planning those riots to overturn an election, to overturn a democratic election in America, Scarborough outlined. We have a right to know. And when the president is saying that this is a partisan exercise, that's so 2018. It's kind of cute when Donald Trump says that. It's also even cuter when he says that there is executive privilege when you are dealing with sedition. Nope. Donald. I have got very bad news for you. When you engage in sedition against the United States of America, you are not going to find federal judges that are going to say, you know what, we don't care that he was sitting there and watching the television and cheering on the rioters and refusing to stop the riot. And his aides were talking behind the scenes about how all hell were going to break loose the next day. We are working, and even the lawyers were working on theories, which really have not talked about enough here, on how to overturn a Democratic election and then how to stop the constitutional counting of the electoral votes on January 6. He continued, there is no executive privilege for treason. There is no executive privilege for sedition. There is no executive privilege for being engaged in sedition or being a part in sedition, or encouraging sedition. So, we have to have the investigation. We have to have the documents. We have to know what the president knew when he knew it, what Steve Bannon knew when he knew it, what all the president's aides knew when they knew it. And it's not really going to be that tough. No one like Donald Trump has a right to actually throw away your vote when he doesn't win an election. That happens in other countries. That still doesn't happen here, Scarborough added. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.